While Dr. Cooper mentioned the national policy of redlining, which was a practice that denied housing in certain areas to African Americans, he noted that this supported housing segregation that led to enforced segregation in general, and there are many policies that, when combined, have created inequality in life expectancy. This 2017 Dwyer Lindgren study underscores the point Dr. Cooper made that policies enforce racism, which affects health and well-being, as well as access to income and quality education. In many counties around our country, there is more than a 20-year gap in life expectancy for poor communities of color than for wealthy, predominantly white communities. Policy created this gap, and policy can reverse it.